following speech is made by the President of Havre, Montana, May 12, 1950.
Thank you very much, Governor, for that cordial introduction. I appreciate it most highly. It's a pleasure to have the Governor and Congressman Mansfield on the train today in the trip across Montana. I saw that nearly every city I stopped, all the people in Montana were there, but apparently they were not because most of them are here tonight. Of course, I'm more than happy to be here this evening to see so many of the musicians in the audience. I understand that you're going to have a musical festival tomorrow. My only regret is that I can't stay over. Maybe you heard that I like music too. The fact is that my whole family is music-minded. As I've traveled across the country in the past few days, I've been deeply impressed with the new opportunities that are opening up for the young people of this country. Many of you can't remember the days in the early 1930s when young men and women were roaming the streets looking hopelessly for jobs which never turned up. Those were days of despair when the future looked black for everybody. I hope you'll never have to go through a period like that, and I don't believe you ever will. We know now more about how to keep our country prosperous than we did in those days. The young people who are growing up in this country now have many advantages that their parents did not have. All of us want our children to have a better life than we had, and it should be the constant aim of each generation to make things better for the next. It has always been a part of the American dream, and I think we've been successful in accomplishing it to a most remarkable degree. However, I'm very much afraid that we're in danger of losing ground in one field, which is of greatest importance, and the one where we have taken great pride in our past accomplishments. That is the field of education. You know, there's no person has more influence on the life and outlook of the young, beside his mother, than his teacher. His teacher usually has a lasting influence on how he conducts his life after he's grown. I can remember my first grade teachers and second grade teachers and my high school teachers, and the ideals which they tried to instill into me, I still remember and try to live up to. Our schools are already in difficulty in many parts of the country, and the greatly increased number of young children who will be reaching school age during the next few years will place such a load upon them as to bring on a real crisis. At the present time, our schools are bursting at the seams. Buildings are at times too old or too crowded. We do not have enough teachers, and those we have are overworked and underpaid. Educational opportunities in rural areas do not measure up to those in cities. We urgently need to construct more schools and to provide the transportation necessary to bring the children to the schools. We also need to expand our vocational education program. Last year, only one half the high schools in the country were able to provide a vocational education program for their students. The plain truth is that the cost of providing adequate schools has gone long beyond the financial resources of many of our states. I have proposed to meet this crisis through a program of federal financial aid to the states and territories. The Senate has already passed such a bill, and I hope that the House will press forward to enact a law to aid the education this session. Some timid people have raised false bugaboo of federal control over education. I do not believe in federal control, and I do not want federal control of the schools. I am wholeheartedly in favor of continuing state control over education. The right way to meet this crisis is for the federal government to provide financial assistance to the states and let the individual states decide how the money shall be spent. This country has always been a land of opportunity, and I intend to do my part to keep it that way. The American people are deeply devoted to the ideal of universal free education. We must make sure that each boy and girl does get a good education. Money spent for education is a valuable investment in the future of the country. We should move forward and secure a brighter future for the generations in the coming years that will guide the nation. There is nothing that could be more important to our country's welfare. You know, the next generation will either face the greatest age in history or it won't. And it's up to that generation itself to decide on the course it will pursue. I think we're on the threshold of an age that will make the past 50 years look like the Middle Ages. I want to see this country go forward to the ideal condition which I know it's capable of. And I know that you young people can take us to that goal. If you go ahead with a proper education, if you learn to be the right sort of citizens of the greatest republic in the history of the world, there's nothing in the world to keep you from putting all the great things that are now before us to work for peace in the world. And eventually we'll get that peace because it's right. And we're on the right side in trying to get it. Thank you very much.